Sunday, the 27th of May, Rabbi Eli Brunner, host Shavuot Insights.
Shus Mayan Rabbi Sai, the subject I'd like to speak to about, Ezes Hashem, is post insights of Shavuot. The teva of human nature is that after you come back from Eretz Yisrael to your normal daily routine, you feel an anticlimax. After Shabbos goes out, Matzah Shabbos, you feel an anticlimax. So for that, Chazal said there's an Eitzah, you take the Psomim. The Machzah Boim and the Psomim, and that's Mechaya the Mensch again. Likewise, when Shavuos goes out, we've been counting 49 days up to the Shavuos, the Sfiras HaOmer. And finally, we sit down to learn. Again, after Shavuos, there's a kind of an anticlimax. Matgalen Torah, some of us stayed up overnight. And yet, when you go back into the routine, into a new week, there's a shtick of chesaron, mefilta aloch. So the idea is to try and bridge that gap, to fill the hole. We should be able to have new koichas, even more koichas that we had even before Shavuos. So the eitzah for that is shteitz shon in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah brings in Hilchos Sukkah that after Yom Kippur, the meaning is also there's an anticlimax. So the Ramah gives an eitzah mashkimim, and you'll get busy with the sukkah. So an idea is after you reach the climax, you shouldn't lose it. So you put what you've hoped to do into a mitzvah. The Hainu, you build a sukkah. The same thing is with the Torah that we have Shavuos. That Torah that we learned, we must put into a mitzvah. As the Gemara says in Bava Kama, Dav Yud Zayin, Shatam Ben Mevi Lidei Ma'asa. It's not just good enough to learn day and night. Avada Sagresa Mitzvah, Vigisa Bayom Ovalaylo. But the Pchaim Balozhin already says that besides the fact that Torah is a mitzvah, and it's, you have to be very careful how your mug did it, besides the fact that Torah is a mitzvah in its own right, but still, from the Talmud, you have to do ma'aseh mitzvahs. We find the Rav and Abaye, the difference that Abaye never had the Arichas Yomim as Rav did. Abaye only lived till 40 years, and Rav lived till 60 years, because Rav put his Talmud into ma'aseh. Abaye only concentrated on his Talmud. The Ramban writes on the Pasuk in Shir Shirim, "In Toiru, in Toiru, et Ahavo, Ashetechpot." If someone has an inspiration, he's become aroused from a certain event in life, he should see to it that Ashetechpot, put that inspiration that you've had into a Cheftish mitzvah. Like we said, Yom Kippur, you put it into the Sukkah. The same thing is that learning that we've had, we've got to do a ma'aseh mitzvah from it. In other words, if we've done a mitzvah before Shavuos, and you've done it haphazardly, through the koyach of the Torah that we've been learning over Shavuos, we've got to put that now in the new mitzvah. There should be a new Isla harvest for the coming year. There's a Zohar Kodesh which writes, Kutche beruche v'Yisroel v'raitza chadu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael, and the Torah are one. These three points are three inseparable components. One without the other doesn't work. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs us. We need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Tzad HaShovah for all of them is the Torah. The Torah unites HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us, and us with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dovid HaMelech writes, Kol Mitzvesecha Emuna. That means to say that all the mitzvahs that we do are based on Emunah. In other words, the Torah that we learn has to be put into Ma'aseh mitzvahs, and that the Ma'aseh mitzvahs is al Emunah. Does it matter the Sforim right if we take a broomstick to shokel on Sukkos? Or does it matter if we take a lemon instead of an esrik? What's the difference what we're taking? The Teretz is Kol Mitzvah Secha Amunah. We have to be Ma'amen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's got to be Dafke these in Yomim, these Cheftes Shul Mitzvahs. So by learning the Dinim L'moshel of Arba Minim, we can understand why Chazal said it's got to be an Esed. Agam the Torah doesn't say B'feyesh it's an Esed. It's just Beremes, Toyei Todah. Likewise, a luluf. We wouldn't know if it wasn't for Chazal that it's got to be a luluf from a palm tree. Might it could have been from another tree. The main akumtoi is all the inyomen that we've been learning on Shavuos has to go into, put into the maisa. And that's what we say in Shmona Esra every day. The Torah often is not just stump Torah. It's got to be a Torah's chaim. The Torah has to be a living Torah that we can show that we're learning the Torah. And it's, with this, it's very understandable. The Sfasemus writes why the minig is we read Rus on Shavuos, because loya medesh ika el ha-maisa. We learn lots of halachos from Rus. Nevertheless, Rus, she was the beneficiary of the Chesed. Rus taught us Klal Yisrael the inyonim from Chesed and Maisa Mitzvahs Gimel Chesed with the Chaim and with the Mesim. Again, by learning the Megillus Rus, you can put into the Maisa Shatam with Mevi Lidei Masa. The Shloa Kodesh writes Ke'en Zeh in his Hakdomo, the Ein LeTalmid Kiyam. The Talmud has only got a Kiyam Eleim Ke'en Uyseho Odom as called Maisa Mitzvahs. It's only after you've learned You've put the learning and made mitzvahs out of it. On the same theme, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, "Kol shemaisav meduva mechachmosoi, chachmosan is kayemus." Someone who does more maisav mitzvah than the chachma that he's learned will have a kiyum. And kol sheena maisav meduva chachmosoi, ein chachmosan is kayemus. Says the Pchaim Veloshin, it doesn't mean to say that the poel ha-mitzvahs are more than the Torah. That can't be right. Because as we said before, that the mitzvahs Talmud Torah is noyeg bein b'yoyim bein b'layla. Now the kavona is, we should learn the Torah in such a way that that will bring us to the mitzvah, to the bechina, how to perform the mitzvahs. And that can be only done if we do the mitzvahs, and we make sure that the mitzvahs we do is the Torah and Hashem. There's a sefer, Shemusha Shul Torah, where Rav Shach, the Tzal brings down from a Kivega, that when a Kivega will learn a Mishnah, let's say a Mishnah in Be'er, he would learn like this. Beishama I say that the Ratzoin Hashem is Shetei Ochel, that the egg should be eaten. And Beisilal say that the Ratzoin Hashem is Sheloi Toichel. So in other words, by learning the Torah, learning this Mishnah, you're saying that's the Ratzoin Hashem, you're putting the Talmud into the Maisa. And the Sforim say that's the Kavona, what we done in Musaf. V'asiyenu Hashem elekenu es birkas moyadecha. Poshet we say that Hashem should raise us up through the birkas for the brachos from the Yom Tov. So the Alma Farshim who learned that v'asiyenu is from Moloshim to Shlep. We ask the Ribbono Shlom, v'asiyenu Hashem elekenu, Shlep us into the birkas moyadecha, the brachos from the Yom Tov should see us through into the coming year. Again, that the learning from the Shavuos that we had should see us into the coming year, Be'ezus Hashem. And Rabbi Dessler also explains in the same idea that the zmanim that we've got during the year, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, he says these are like fixed stations. A person goes through these zmanim, he says, it's not a pshat, as poshut we learn, Balabatish, Pesach comes Pesach, you celebrate Yom Tov Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot. It's the Yom Tov that brings us into that Bechina. In other words, by learning the Dinim of Pesach, Chilas Matzah, and more and so on, by learning Shavuos, we know how to perform all the mitzvahs B'chol HaTorah Kula. And Sukkot, again, that performs, it helps us perform the mitzvahs through celebrating those Yomim Tovim. And they say over from Yitzchok Hutner, that they say, Nishtar the Pshat of the Yom Tov is a river. We mustn't say Cholila Yom Tov's gone. Maybe the cheesecake might have gone. Or the whole climax, the whole Kiddush of the Yom Tov, he says, this is Zugekommen. There's Nitzoysev to do Naya Ruchni, there's Naya Koichas in the coming year because of the Yom Tov of Sukkot. And this can Zayin Taki the Kivona why we find Shavuos was so different to Pesach and Sukkot. Pesach we find that how do you celebrate Pesach? You go to eat a shtikl matzah. Sukkot, you must sit in the sukkah. You take the other meaning. Shavuos, the Torah doesn't tell us how to be mekayim the mitzvah. The Torah is because since Shavuos was man matan Torah seinu, it is man to learn Torah. Whatever we learn, is accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's how we're choyig the Yom Tov of Shavuos. And Mimela comes out like this, a big chiddush on Shavuos more than Pesach and Sukkot. Lo yetzir, somebody would eat, sit down and say, Ruzayna from Meid. He likes the Yom Tov Pesach so much, at the es nashtikel matzah after Pesach. And I'll show it to. Or the someone is going to take Arbaminim, or sit in the Sukkah, noch Yom Tov. He says, I can't forget that Yom Tov. The Sregim of Sukkot is going to Shvet. But Shavuos is nicht azoi. Since the whole Yom Tov of Shavuos is among Matan Torah, not only do we learn on Shavuos, but the Torah that we learn after Shavuos is also a chelik of the Shavuos. So that's the godless of Shavuos over Pesach and Sukkot. And with that we can understand the Gemara, the famous Gemara in Soite Chof Aleph. The Gemara says that Ein Aveira Mechaber Torah. An Aveira can't be Mechaber Torah. But we do find that an Aveira is Mechaber Mitzvah. And an Aveira can extinguish a Mitzvah. Because the Aveira, the Mitzvah is not strong enough in order to combat the Aveira. Masha Enkin, when it comes to Torah, no Aveira can extinguish the light of the Torah. As the Gemara carries on and says that the koyach of Torah is meginu matzla. The Torah has gotten itself up such a koyach that it can protect and it shields bein the idna the osik bein and bein the idna the loy osik bein, whether you're studying the Torah or not. Besides the Torah, there are the two other chalokim that the Mishnah brings. Hashloish edvom oylem oymed is ala toida val avoida val gemilas chasodim. Again, avoida without toira, toira without avoida is no good. Avoida without gemilas chasodim, and gemilas chasodim without avoida is also no good. We need all these three halakim. So, Mimela, when we have this inspiration on Shavuos to learn toira, this toira can bring us to do the avoida Hashem, and likewise, it can teach us how to do the gemilas chasodim. I heard of a story from Rashi Simons. I think it's printed in one of the books. Yeah, I think from Pesach Kron. That Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, he once went to visit his uncle Reb Aaron Yaffin, the Nevadik Rosh Hashiva, and he came into the Beis Medrash and he asked Reb Aaron, "Show me the best bocha." So he picked him out. He said, "You see that bocha there sitting in the corner? He's the biggest masmit." Then he said, "Show me a bocher who's a chalif. Bocher, a good cop, a chap schnell, he can answer a kasha." So he pointed, he said, "Look in the other corner, you'll see there a chalif." Then he said to him, "Show me the biggest London." Showed him a London. Then he asked him, "Show me who is the greatest mavakish. With all of these minors, a masmid, a chalif, and a London, tell me which is the bocher here who's a mavakish who wants, he looks for the emes." So Baron Yaffin told him, "You look over there on the side, you'll see that yid," and he pointed to the stipler. The stipler there on the side was a bocha. So he told him, that bocha as the guest of mavakish. So it's not only to have for bochim or banabatim, it doesn't matter, the milas. The ikir, not everybody's gebench with a guter kop, not everybody's got zitzflash, not everybody can learn all day. People have to go as Roy Vell do work. So whatever matzah one is in, the ikke is the mevakish. That the time that we do put away, dedicate to learn, that there we should zuch the emes. If we're learning a shtikl gemara, ask yourself, do I understand it properly? Whatever it is, the Chumash Rashi or the Mishnah, not to learn superficially. And the Chaim Elozhin even says that if you learn Torah superficially, it could go into a chashash little Torah. If somebody is capable, and we're all capable, to take our kishroines that Hashem has given us and to use them to its fullest extent, and not to rely on the fact that we just learnt Abi Yoitzer Tzedayin, but we should use the kishroines to the fullest possible extent. And that's what Rabbi Yaffin tried to point out to Chaim Shmulevitz, that it makes no difference the kishroinus a person has got, it's the mevakish. And that's what we say in, Rabbi HaMelech says in Tehillim, Achaz Shalti Meis Hashem, Oisa Vakish. I remember my father telling us, he used to tell us that what's the pshat oisav vakish? Of course, if he's asking for Hashem, then what else is he asking for? Now the pshat zoy that many people daven and they say this pasuk achas shalte mei savakish shifte doyis Hashem kol yemei, but they don't others davening kol. They say, yeah, I should be able to learn Torah, but I should still make a good panosah. Zloven oisha. The idea is to focus on the achas shalti meis Hashem. Dovid HaMelech, when he said achas shalti meis Hashem, he taken meant oisa avakish. I only want the Torah. I don't mean other things. They say over from the Ponim Yishurov, when he came collecting, he said the difference between me and another Meshulach is, when another Meshulach goes collecting, when he comes for Torah, he means Torah. When I'm going for Torah, I mean Torah. One should mean Achas Shalti Meis Hashem. The time that we are in the Beis HaMedrash, we should cut off ourselves from everything else and only dedicate it to the Torah. And the Malbim says, Taka, what's the difference between Shala and Bikush? So he says that Achas Shalti Meis Hashem, you're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Oisa Vakish, that's this Bikush, that's the Mavakish Emes that we mentioned before, that is so important to go to look for the Emes in Torah and Bechlol in the Sheifa Sechaim. They say over what from the Klechemda, the Plotzke Gorn, that Rashi brings the famous Sifri in Bechukoisai Telechu, Zogt Rashi Li Yoisamelim B'Torah. His Poshe Pshat Lentma, in Yeshiva and in Koilel, I'm a daf home, I'm going to learn it. That's how it's done all that. Over a lav kolodom zoichel is there. We know Roif people haven't got the schus to Oshtei Shulchonis, to have Torah Gedullah B'mokim Echad. So to Klechemda, Nia Yoyz Amelin B'Torah means when you go to work, B'Torah, Zol Ozein Oiz Gehalten Ap Yishulchanoch, Zol Nishgambanen, you shouldn't take Ribbis from another person, avot will zain avot, al hen hen va lav lav, amen in betoyo, when you work, is all then risk gehalten, op je shulchan aruch. Mit dem kann man verstehen a little bit, what there's a famous Tosefta. The Tosefta says in Meruba, in per example, from Bava Kama, shiva ganovim heim. There's seven different kinds of ganovim. One of the ganovim is, the Tosefta lists up, is kishomdu b'nei Yisrael al Har Sinai. When we stood by Har Sinai, gondu da'as al-yoyna. We did geneva da'as al-kodesh bohu. Shenema na'asav v'nishma. The fact that we said na'asav v'nishma, we did geneva da'as. So apli atzuma the tesefta. When you go in chedalatma, na'asav v'nishma, when we said that, we were on the spitz madrega. So state in tesefta, when we said na'asav v'nishma, we began with the da'as of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How did we gamba Hashem? Because shortly after that, we made the eagle. It's a simon when we said Nasa v'nishma, we didn't mean it l'fiyo emes. So they asked Avshach this kasha, and Avshach said, Epes ha'gnevis da'as is dogevein. You must say that, because how would they made the eagle afterwards? Unless you quetch that b'shas we said Nasa v'nishma, then we documented that l'fiyo emes. Only later on, and then we made the eagle. But the Tosefta steht nicht so. You can't get away from the fact Tosefta's got more or less the koyach of a Mishnah. In Tosefta state, kishomdu b'nei Yisrael al ha-Sinai, gom v'udas al yoino, while it states, nasa v'nishma, and then the Tosefta finishes off, mihitim lohov, ovum lezeh le'yir ois yikol ha-yomim, v'yasa tikeh v'hurach mi'chafe ovay. So I was thinking, l'aniyas datin, to verenfer this Tosefta, so we can a bit verstehen. State when the Malachim came to Avraham Avinu, the Pasuk says in Vayero, Tachas Eitz Vayachelu, they ate. Says Rashi there often not, that Loilam they didn't eat. A Malach kenach nish essen. Nira ka'ochlu. Elo, from here, mikam ilon out, an yishana oda min aminik. When in Rome, you do a Zom dance. If the oil stands, you stand. Mezitz, zitz. Al tifish menatziba. So that's what the Malachim did. The Malachim made out as if they ate, in order to give the nachas ruach to Avraham Avinu, that Avraham Avinu should think that they're eating, he's got the guests, because it was Yom Shlishi Limelos, so he had nobody there. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him these Malachim with Musa Moshim to give him this satisfaction, this nachas ruach that he's got Ochim. So you see from this shtick of Rashi that you're allowed to do Geneva's Das on somebody, like here they did, the Malachim did on Avraham Avinu, to give Avraham Avinu the Nachas Ruach. For Adin states, you're allowed to be Meshane B'Divur and Metam Sholem Bayis. You're allowed to, if you know your wife's not going to like what you're going to say, you're allowed to dray a little bit, as long as you're not Kasheker, Midvasheker Tirchok, or if there's a loophole in the Avraham, you can be Meshane B'Divur, not to upset her. Yes, Azay. The Gemara says then that Peches in Shabbos, Mi Gila Rav Zer Lebonai, who gave away this secret, namely to say now to the Nishma, because that's not normal. First, the normal way is coding you here, and then you do. As the Gemara says, a Malach does that. Ois the Malach, first the Malach, you do, and then you hear. And yet, we said now to the Nishma. We said we'll do before we hear. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Mi Gila Rav Zer Lebonai, who gave away this secret? I want to say pshat is just like we find the Malochim did Geneva's doubt on Avraham Avinu. They fooled Avraham Avinu. He should think that they're eating there. That he gave them the nachas. They gave him the nachas ruach. And after Geneva's doubt, we said is mutter. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying the same to us. We said nachas v'nishma. In Tosefta state there was a Geneva's doubt. So the Shpoch is telling us, Mi Gila Rav Zer Lebonai, who gave away the secret, Dovash Malach HaShoes Mishtam Shimboi, which the Malochim did on Avraham Avinu. What hecker did we have to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu now to the Nishma to fool him? And Lamai the Pshat is, that the Lamai, so we said now to the Nishma, and now we can understand, Toysus Feit Kasha, that the Gemara says there on the same daf, Kof Alem HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKigigis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted up the mountain like a barrel of beer and said, "Into come, Mr. Toiro, if you're going to be the Kabbalah of Toiro, mutter, it's fine. Tim laf, shom teiken afchem. You're going to be buried under there." He poshed pshutike mashmoy, ein nikiyoytim de pshutoy. He lifted up the mountain and he showed us what it's like under the mountain and he told us, yeah. The Agav the Chofetz Chaim says, why the Gemara says, shom teiken afchem? He should have said, poi teiken afchem. So the Chofetz Chaim, because it's a remez, that kol hashiyesh nepoi v'sashanen nepoi, even those neshomas aslam oshel, we, the goof, we weren't standing at Har Sinai, but our neshomas were there. Is the main of the Chofetz Chaim, that kol v'leim, v'im tekamel in satoyah, shom teikim aslam, referring to all doyres, at sof kol hadoyres, this Mashiach kund, we all were there to be mekabel the Torah. It's place of faith to Kasha, why did the HaKadosh Baruch Hu need to do kol v'leim ha-kigigis, lift up the mountain, in order we should, when we become of the Torah, we said already in Asa v'Nishma. What's the point of doing kfir? Is but Mamela, the way we're learning is very good. Because when we said Asa v'Nishma, we didn't mean it ala emes. We did, there was a shtikl geneva's das. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to force us to be mekabel the Torah, then and eventually we will mekabel the Torah ba'alva. As the Gemara says, Kimu v'tiblu mashi kiblu ka, in the time of Mordechai the Esther, we were mekabel the Torah later on ba'alva. So we see from this that it's not only important to be mekabel Torah, to learn Torah, it's got to be ba'alva as well. We've got to learn, we have to show love to Torah. Torah has to inspire us. It's got to excite us. Mekenesh oplen ashtikli gemara, just like that. You've got to have a kasha, even you've got to have a rai, you've got to have a chakira. As they say, Reb Chaim Brisk, he brought this, it's not fair to say perhaps only him, but Reb Chaim, in our what we know, in Yeshiva Shevel, Reb Chaim brought this labor dikahait into Torah. He always got two dinim, a klad, in a hair. They say over a verkel, that his al pirov the Torah is like his Torahs are like that in chakiras and shinas, and yet Reb Chaim's first chiddush is on the second halacha in the Rambam. He doesn't say anything in the first tikkun in the Rambam because the first tikkun of the Rambam is talking about yichud elikim, about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On HaKadosh Baruch Hu kemer ishvachin kachakiras tvei dinim. Of a component, the ikki is as the Torah has to be learned mitoich ha'avo. Yeah, noch a raya to this theme that we said that the Torah that we learned has to be brought the day matzah, we find Taka in the Ramban. The Egeres Ramban writes towards the end, he says, V'chashe toku min ha-sefer. If you're learning, whatever it is, a Mishnah, a Shtik Gemara, a Chumash Rashi, when you leave that sefer, tachpois pasher lamadato. Check out what you've learned, im yesh poedova shetucho mekaimo. You learned a Chumash Rashi, you learned a Posuk. So whatever you're learning, see if you can put that learning into fruition and put it into Meister. That in order that the Torah, as we said before, shouldn't be abstract. It should be a halacha lemaisa, and as the Gemara says in Bava Kama Yudzayin Shatalmid may really day maisa. So the Bnei Yisrael help and taka that Yerotzayin that the Torah that we've learned before Shavuos and the Torah that we learn on Shavuos should see us through to the next Shavuos Habol Einul Torah. We should learn the Torah in the Torah Avo with Cheshek and the Schuz there will be Mekayim Lilmoy the Lalamid Nishmer the Lasus in Mekayim.